Good evening, everyone. It's Melissa Rowe checking in. I'm at the hotel while my in-laws went shopping. My mother-in-law's niece is over here. She's about, I'd say, 10. So she came along. So they're taking her out to go get some pajamas and all that fun stuff. And I'm lying here in the hotel, motel, actually. It's the Days Inn. It's a nice place. I'd say we got two, I want to say queen-size beds, which is nice. It's good because the beds are so comfortable and nice, and they've got Wi-Fi over here and refrigerator, microwave, all kinds of cool things. But we have to stay the night because Jeremy's mother has a doctor's appointment to go to for consultation on her back surgery. So hopefully things turn out good. Keep her in your prayers. But I'm really, you know, I'm concerned about Jeremy. You know, he's beginning his new training and I know it's all overwhelming for him. He's not exactly with the program yet, but it's something he wants to do. I believe when he gets into the swing of things, it's gonna work out much better for him. So he'll be at the program for 6 months. He'll come home every other weekend so we can, you know, have time. So, but there will be times when I may stop in LA just to come and see him. I'm really wishing the best for him. I'm hoping that he learns a lot from this independence program. And it also brings back a lot of memories because that was where we first met. So being on the grounds where we first met, it brought back memories as I was helping him get set up. And I'm really wishing the best for him. Right now I'm, you know, going through a lot of stuff with my schooling and things like that, but I really wish the best for him. And, I think his mom's taking it very hard, of course, 'cause that's her only child. So I'm hoping that this will be a good transition for her too. So anyway, anyway, so that's our plans. They have Cartoon Network on in here. I can't seem to figure out the TV remote. I found the numbers, but oof, I don't know what channel the investigation channel is. It's like so strange. Anyway, but aside from all that, I'm just relaxing and I'm just gonna enjoy the evening, and because his parents take it hard. It's really hard for me because I think they're kind of suspicious that I'm not crying. I do cry because I'm concerned about him, but because I have faith in him and I support him and I'm strong, I think that they're wondering, why isn't she crying? So this is going to be a struggle for me until I get home tomorrow. I'm going to have to do what I can to just be strong. But anyway, that about does it for me. I hope you all have a good night. Take care. And for those who listen, thank you for listening. I don't know, stupid thing. Thing locked up on me.
Screen lock. Slide to unlock.